Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. If you've ever attended the Santa Parade in downtown Sacramento, there's a good chance your feet got tapping the minute Peter Petty's float rolled by. Every year, the Sacramento band leader performs along the route, accompanied by a giant teddy bear and some pretty classy musicians. And he's celebrating 10 years of keeping the vibes high with his annual big band Hepcats Holidays Swinging Yuletide Review, returning to the Crest Theater Saturday, December 20th. He joins us now to share some of the tunes and to talk about providing adults with a festive holiday experience just for themselves. Peter, as always, welcome back to Insight.
Well, good early afternoon. It's such a pleasure to be with you again. It really is. I can't believe it's 10 years.
That's... I know. This time of year is crunch time
it
for
surely
you.
Is, yeah.
How was the parade yesterday?
It was really, really fun. It was actually the day before yesterday. Not to be that guy, I beg your pardon. But it was Saturday. And it was, for us, an absolute delight. And the crowd seemed warmer. It was a colder day than usual, but the crowd was really, we got a lot of cheering, which was really, really fun. So everybody was into it. It's like a mitzvah to be in that parade, just to feel the part of the community.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it looked awesome. Have you always been, like, super into Christmas?
I would say so, yes. I have very, very positive associations with this time of year. Growing up with a big, huge, happy family and extending that tradition into my own family now. My son is, he's going to be 32 tomorrow, 32 years young, and he just got married. So it's just, we love this time of year.
Yeah, and something more to celebrate, of course.
Indeed.
You know, now that he's a newlywed.
So. Yes, yes.
So we're also marking a big milestone, a big celebration, 10 years, a decade of your holiday show.
I know.
Take us back to the beginning. What inspired you to put all this together?
Well, I think the first thing I thought of it, Harry Connick Jr., you know, a formative influence to be sure. And he's essentially my age, so I always kind of was riding on his coattails in my mind. It's like, oh, there's room for this kind of thing. But he used to do those really fun swing shows out in Rockefeller Center in New York City. And there in front of the ice skating rink. And I always wanted to do it here at Sacramento's ice skating rink. I thought that'd be a perfect thing. But it doesn't necessarily go that way. So we've had to do ticketed shows for this thing. I always wanted to just be a part of the landscape of the holidays here in Sactown. But so that, I think that was the impetus of it. Just that super, super fun swinging music, infectious holiday themes.
And 10 years later, it's been really popular.
10 short years. Yes.
I mean, what does it mean to you that people keep coming year after year after year? I mean, it's a great time.
It is so significant to me because it really is my Christmas card to Sacramento. So I've lived here since I was 9 or 10 years old. So it really is like my hometown. And again, that aspect of community is why I do it. It certainly is for the revenue, I'll tell you that. But it is just such a personally gratifying thing for me to be of service in that way. And this year, I mean, we're living in interesting times. You know, the old curse is certainly coming true right now. And so that can really infect one's point of view. And so this year I really was very close to maybe just not doing it. Like, is it even tone deaf to try to do this show?
Really?
But, and so I was... we weren't ahead of the game as typically. I was still deciding maybe this isn't going to happen. But so many people reached out to me directly to ask, is this show happening again this year? That I realized I just had to. There was just no doubt about it. So the fact that people see it and then actually want to see it again and bring people that haven't seen it to see it, and very often nobody's expecting what this show is going to be. And so people love to not give anything away just to bring somebody and say, okay, sit back.
Well, we're going to flirt with it a little bit. We got a little bit of a teaser because it is a party.
That's
so we're
going to
play.
Yeah.
We're going to play some of the clips that you sent along. We're going to start off with our favorite, Boogie Woogie Santa Claus.
It's a good one.
Track, he got a rhythm in his feet, but nothing in his sack.
The boogie woogie Santa Claus, the boogie woogie Santa Claus, the boogie woogie Santa comes to town every Christmas day. He lives up in the mountain like a hermit in a cave. He never had a haircut, never took a shave. The boogie woogie Santa Claus. The boogie woogie Santa Claus. The boogie woogie Santa will boogie all your cares away.
All right, you mentioned Harry Connick Jr., but what also is it about swing, that big band style of music? I mean, you could just, like, hear it reverberating
you
right now.
You can't, as
that
evidenced.
Continues. It doesn't lose its flair to you. It continues to appeal to you and inspire you.
It is so joyful. It's just so joyful. And as evidenced by that last tune, I defy you to not have something moving. Something's going to start bopping on your person. It just feels so good. It's infectious. You can't help but dance to it oftentimes. And it is such an expression of cohesion amongst the musicians and reaching out to audiences, especially when people are dancing. It's just a honestly good time. It's an undeniably good time.
I imagine when you're looking out at the audience, there's probably someone who's maybe a little more timid or reserved, or maybe a friend brought them. Yeah. And then it must feel so good to see them move eventually to dance, because it's like impossible not to.
Sure,
with
of
your
course.
Show.
Of course. I mean, that means it's working.
They come to life.
That tinkling sensation means it's working.
Oh, yeah. I love that. Yes, exactly. Well, we're going to listen to another song. This is Shake Hands with Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
Shake hands with Santa Claus. Oh, if you want some candy, ooh, I'll bring you some candy. Shake hands with Santa Claus. Oh, I love you, and I'm gonna bring some candy and flowers and everything. If your lips is a freezing on account of the old season, baby, shake hands with Santa Claus. Oh, I love you, and I'd break the storm to kiss up those two lips and make them warm. Oh, just to share Christmas with you, what presents I can procure.
All right, we got to give a little shout out to all of the other musicians
Indeed.
That are performing with you.
Indeed. Yeah. Okay, let's try to name them off. Dean Marr is going to be on piano. Your own Jennifer Reason.
Reason, yes.
Is going to be on percussion keyboard effects. And then we're going to have, Jim Frank on the drums, Avery Jeffrey on the bass, my own son Simon Kaiser Petty on guitar. He also portrays Dominic the Donkey, so you got that to look forward to. Running up the sax section, we got Mike Dale on alto, we got Raul Sandoval on tenor, and Byron Colborne on baritone. And then in the brass section, we got the Al brothers, Justin and Brandon, and then Tony Marvelli is playing lead trumpet, and Georgi Kokobashvili on violin.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That is a good group. And I teed it up in the beginning, but this show is adult themed. You know, it's a little something for the parents.
A little something for mommy and daddy.
Yeah, so why do something for just the big kids out there?
Because I like to bring a gentle subversive aspect to my programs. So it really isn't, it's not like it's going to, especially with today's kids, it's not going to blow anybody's mind. But I just want parents to know that if they're bringing kids, they might not appreciate some of the things they're seeing. There's gentle profanity, there is nudity, or almost nudity, with the burlesque component. I even stripped down to my skivvies, you know. It's all good fun for sure, but you might not be expecting that. And also, if you're there by yourself, they got a full bar, mm-hmm. You're going to want to take advantage of the Peter Petty Teenies, I tell you.
Peter Petty Teenies.
Oh, yes, my own signature cocktail. That's right.
Love it.
It's a little rye, a little ham. You can hardly go wrong.
You know, and I get it. I mean, I when we think of the holidays, of course, a family affair, but it's nice to have an excuse to get out and treat yourself.
Right. And we try to do this like it's a night on the town. So dressed to be seen. Let's relive that halcyon days of these exciting swing shows like they used to be. Yeah.
Well, we're going to end with another song. This one's a little more subdued. I really like this one. That's What I Want for Christmas.
Oh, isn't it so beautiful? Yeah.
It's nearly Christmas. What did I want? And I thought, just love me, love me, love me. That's what I want for Christmas. When I walk through a room, let them see you need me. Walk through a room, let them see you love me, love me, love me. That's what I want for Christmas.
It's always a treat, Peter. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's so great to be back. It always is for me.
10 years.
Yeah. Can I just say one thing real
yes,
quick?
Yes, please.
On the whole bringing your kids thing, the most ringing endorsement of this show ever. A couple years back, last time we played the Crest in 23, somebody brought their 16-year-old daughter to see the show. And, of course, she's 16. She didn't want to sit with her parents, so she was right at the front of the stage. And she found her folks during intermission, and she said, is this what it's like to be an adult?
Oh, I love
Sign
it.
Sign me up!
That is a ringing endorsement
sure
for the Yuletide Review. Yeah. That is Sacramento's own Peter Petty. His big band Hepcats Holiday Swingin' Yuletide Review returns to the Crest Theater this Saturday, December 20th. You can find more information on our website. And we're going to end today's show with some more music from Peter Petty. This is Merry Christmas, Baby.
Vicky, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Peter. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. If you want to send us an email, we're at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Andrew Garcia, senior producer Sarit Lashinsky, and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day and have a petty teeny on Saturday. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.